children to come forward for our children's moments. Come on over here. Now, today we're going to take up our noisy offering, but before that, y'all need to show me how quiet you can be. All right? We're going to look at these. Y'all know what this is? Yeah? What is it? Holy Week book. These are things that you all made with Miss Vicky, right? And I think they're getting them. Are they getting them today or next week? But they will be getting them today. And so I want to just go over this. They made these, and you can see they used their hands to make these. Very, very nice. And so we've got Palm Sunday, which is today, right? And you can spend time reading this with your parents and your family at home. And then we have the betrayal, Judas setting up a time where he could betray Jesus. And then we see the Last Supper, and Jesus was there with his disciples, right? And we have Holy Communion that comes from that. And then he washes their feet, right? Did they wash their feet because they were stinky? No? Okay. And then after that, we have the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus goes and prays and spends time preparing for all the other events. And then we have here, this rooster reminds us of Peter's denial of Jesus, how he said three times that he didn't know it, even though he did. And then we have Pilate washing his hands and saying that he doesn't agree with the decision, but he's not going to step up and do anything different about it. That's all right. Don't worry about it. And then we have the crucifixion, right? That happens. And Jesus is nailed to the cross. And then at the very end, there's a surprise that we'll talk about next week. You got to wait till you get to the end of the book, all right? Not everyone's read the book. Don't tell them. Don't tell them. Don't ruin it. And now it's time for our noisy offering. So y'all back up just a little here. All right. There you go. All right. There you go. Y'all go get some change. There you go. Is that everybody? Everyone got one? All right. Do you need another bucket? Do we need another bucket up there? We good? We might. All right. Yeah, I'll smile real cute. Say pony up. Don't forget. Oh, you need another bucket? All right. There you go. Here you go. All right. There you go. All right, is there anyone that hasn't been gotten yet? Raise your hand if they haven't come to you yet. Look in the back there. We got some. Yeah. All right, come on, bring it over here. All right. All right, bring it on up here. Here you go. I'll take that from you. Thank you. All right. All right. All right, here. Holy moly. All right. All right. No, don't pour all that in there. Hold on, man. Put it down. Okay, leave it in there. Leave it there, please. Don't touch. All right. All right, hold on. We still got a few more coming. All right. Watch your hands now. Watch your hands. All right, Lincoln. Here you go, bud. Put it. Get your hands out. The rules haven't changed, people. Watch out. Watch out. All right. Dear Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for these kids. Be with them as they go to Children's Church. Amen. All right. Slow down. And don't forget, fourth and fifth graders, you can go with Miss Paula Gillum. Thank you. can't pray fast enough, am I right? Our scripture reading this morning comes from Luke chapter 22, verse 14 to chapter 23, verse 56. In Deuteronomy, we are told and we see all of Israel standing there ready to enter into the promised land. But before they can go, Moses reads to them the entirety of the law and the prophets. We see again later as Israel is preparing to return from the exile in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah that the people stand as Ezra and Nehemiah and the priests read to them the entirety of the law and the prophets, reminding the people who they are as God's people. Today we're going to read this passage in its entirety. I'm not going to preach. Can I get an amen? Alright. I'm going to let the word be the word. I'm going to let the word of God simply be that. And as we read and as we hear this morning, I want to invite you to listen. To attentively listen. This story is familiar to many of us. I am a huge fan of reading large chunks of scripture at a time when I do my devotional time because I get more out of it. I'm able to see more of the events unfold, and I'm able to kind of take the time to enter into the story. Now, some of us enjoy reading one or two passages or verses and really reflecting on that, but for me, it's always been very beneficial to read large portions of scripture at a time. And so today, we're going to read this passage. It's going to start in the upper room as Jesus is with his disciples, and we will end at the end of chapter 23. With Jesus being buried in the tomb. And so today, as we prepare to hear the word of God, I pray that we will truly hear God's word. When the time came, Jesus took his place at the table and the apostles joined him. He said to them, "I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. I tell you, I won't eat it until it is fulfilled in God's kingdom." After taking a cup and giving thanks, he said, "Take this and share it among yourselves. I tell you that from now on I won't drink from the fruit of the vine until God's kingdom has come." After taking the bread and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to them. And he said, "This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup after the meal and said, "This cup is the new covenant by my blood, which is poured out for you. But look, my betrayer is with me. His hand is on this table. The human one goes just as it has been determined. But how terrible it is for that person who betrays him." They began to argue among themselves about which of them it could possibly be who would do this. An argument broke out among the disciples over which one of them could be regarded as the greatest. But Jesus said to them, "The kings of the Gentiles rule over their subjects, and those in authority over them are called friends of the people. But that's not the way it will be with you. Instead, the greatest among you must become like a person of lower status, and the leader like a servant. So which one is greater, the one who is seated at the table or the one who serves at the table? Isn't it the one who is seated at the table? But I am among you as one who serves. You are the ones who have continued with me in my trials, and I confer royal power on you, just as my Father granted royal power on me. Thus you will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones overseeing the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, look, Satan has asserted the right to sift you all like wheat. However, I have prayed for the few that your faith won't fail. When you have returned, strengthen your brothers and sisters." Peter responded, "Lord, I'm ready to go with you both to prison and to death." Jesus replied, "I tell you, Peter, the rooster won't crow today before you have denied 3 times that you know me." Jesus said to them, "When I sent you out without a wallet, bag, or sandals, you didn't lack anything, did you?" And they said, "Nothing, Lord." Then he said to them, "But now whoever has a wallet must take it, and likewise a bag. And those who don't own a sword must sell their clothes and buy one. I tell you that this scripture must be fulfilled in relation to me, and he was counted among sinners." In indeed what's written about me is near in completion. They said to him, Lord, look, here are two swords. He replied, enough of that. Jesus left and made his way to the Mount of Olives, as was his custom, and the disciples followed him. When he arrived, he said to them, pray that you won't give in to temptation. He withdrew from them about a stone's throw, knelt down, and prayed. He said, Father, if it's your will, take this cup of suffering away from me. However, not my will, but your will must be done. Then a heavenly angel appeared to him and strengthened him. He was in anguish and prayed even more earnestly. His sweat became like drops of blood falling on the ground. When he got up and prayed, he went to the disciples. He found them asleep, overcome with grief. He said to them, why are you sleeping? Get up and pray so that you won't give in to temptation. While Jesus was speaking, a large crowd appeared, and the one called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He approached Jesus to kiss him. Jesus said to him, Judas, did you betray the human one with a kiss? When those around him recognized what was about to happen, they said, Lord, should we fight with our sword? One of them struck the high priest's servant, cutting off his right ear. Jesus responded, stop. No more of this. Touched the slave's ear. Then Jesus said to the chief priests, the officers of the temple guard, and the elders who had come to him, have you come with swords and clubs to arrest me, as though I were a thief? Day after day I was with you in the temple, but you didn't arrest me. But this is your time, when darkness rules. After they arrested Jesus, they led him away and brought him to the high priest's house. Peter followed from a distance. When they lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant woman saw him sitting in the firelight. She stared at him and said, this man was with them too. But Peter denied it, saying, woman, I don't know him. A little while later, someone else saw him and said, you are one of them too. And Peter said, man, I am not. An hour or so later, someone else insisted, this man must have been with them because he is a Galilean too. Peter responded, man, I don't know what you're talking about. At that very moment, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. The Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. And Peter remembered the Lord's words. Before a rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. And Peter went out and cried and consoled. The men who were holding Jesus in custody taunted him while they beat him. They blindfolded him and asked him repeatedly, prophesy, who hit you? Insulted him, they said many other horrible things against him. As morning came, the elders of the people, both chief priests and legal experts, came together, and Jesus was brought before their council. They said, if you are the Christ, tell us. He answered, if I tell you, you won't believe, and if I ask you a question, you won't answer. But from now on, the human one will be seated on the right side of the power of God. They all said, are you God's son then? And he replied, you say that I am. Then they said, why do we need further testimony? We've heard it from his own lips. The whole assembly got up and led Jesus to Pilate and began to accuse him. They said, we have found this man misleading our people, opposing the payment of taxes to Caesar, and claiming that he is the Christ, the King. Pilate asked him, are you the King of the Jews? Jesus replied, that's what you say. Then Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, I find no legal basis for action against this man. They objected strenuously. He agitates the people with his teaching throughout Judea, starting from Galilee all the way here. Hearing this, Pilate asked if the man was a Galilean. When he learned that Jesus was from Herod's district, Pilate sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem at that time. Herod was very glad to see Jesus, for he had heard about Jesus and had wanted to see him for quite some time. He was hoping to see Jesus perform some sign. Herod questioned Jesus at length, but Jesus didn't respond to him. The chief priests and legal experts were there, fiercely accusing him. Herod and his soldiers treated Jesus with contempt. Herod mocked him by dressing Jesus in elegant clothes and sent him back to Pilate. Pilate and Herod became friends with each other that day. Before this, they had been enemies. Then Pilate called together the chief priests and the rulers of the people. He said to them, you brought this man before me as one who was misleading the people. I have questioned him in your presence and found nothing in this man's conduct that proves the legal basis for the charges you have brought against him. neither did Herod, because Herod returned him to us. He's done nothing that deserves death. Therefore, I'll have him whipped, then let him go. But with one voice, they shouted, "Away with this man. Release Barabbas to us." Barabbas had been thrown into prison because of the riot that had occurred in the city and for murder. Pilate addressed them again because he wanted to release Jesus. They kept shouting out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" For the third time, Pilate said to them, "Why? What wrong has he done? I've found no legal basis for the death penalty in this man's case. Therefore, I will have him whipped, then let him go." But they were adamant, shouting their demand that Jesus be crucified. Their voices went out. Pilate issued his decision to grant their request. He released the one they asked for, who had been thrown into prison because of a riot and murder, but he handed Jesus over to their will. As they led Jesus away, they grabbed Simon, a man from Cyrene, who was coming in from the countryside. They put the cross on his back and made him carry it behind Jesus. A huge crowd of people followed Jesus, including women who were mourning and wailing for him. Jesus turned to the women and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, don't cry for me. Rather cry for yourselves and your children. The time will come when they will say, 'Happy are those who are unable to become pregnant, the wombs that never gave birth, and the breasts that never nursed a child.' Then they will say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' If they do these things when the tree is green, what will happen when it is?" They also led two other criminals to be executed with Jesus. When they arrived at the place called the Skull, they crucified him along with the criminals, one on his right and the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." They drew lots as a way of dividing up the spoils. The people were standing around watching, but the leaders sneered at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself if he really is the Christ, sent from God and chosen." The soldiers also mocked him. They came up to him offering sour wine and saying, "If you really are the King of the Jews, save him." Above his head was a notice of the formal charge against him. It read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals hanging next to Jesus insulted him, "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." Responding, the other criminal spoke harshly to him, "Don't you fear God, seeing that you've also been sentenced to die? We are rightly condemned, for we are receiving the appropriate sentence for what we did. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus replied, "I assure you that today you will be with me in paradise." It was now about noon, and darkness covered the whole earth until about 3 o'clock, while the sun stopped shining. Then the curtain in the sanctuary tore down the middle. Crying out in a loud voice, Jesus said, "Father, into your hands I entrust my life." After he said this, he breathed his last. When the centurion saw what happened, he praised God, saying, "It really is true. This man was righteous." All the crowds who had come together to see this event returned to their homes, beating their chests after seeing what had happened. And everyone who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance, observing this. Now there was a man named Joseph, who was a member of the council. He was a good and righteous man. He hadn't agreed with the plan and action of the council. He was from the Jewish city of Arimathea and eagerly anticipated God's kingdom. This man went to Pilate and asked for Jesus' body. Taking it down, he wrapped it in a linen cloth and laid it in the tomb carved out of the rock in which no one had ever been buried. It was the day of preparation for the Sabbath, and the Sabbath was quickly approaching. The women who had come with Jesus from Galilee followed Joseph. They saw the tomb and how Jesus' body was laid in it. Then they went away and prepared fragrant spices and perfumed oil. They rested on the Sabbath, and the people with the men. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the word of God. Gracious God, we thank you for this day, for the reading and the hearing of this word. We thank you for all that you do for us, for what you have done. We are grateful for it. removed when others who had the courage to write these